6 Music.
From 1, it's BBC introducing At Midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Thank you.
that sound, that low hum in the background? It's an air conditioning unit, something that you'll find in every room in this part of the world. I am as far from home as I could possibly be without leaving the planet. I'm in Auckland, New Zealand, for the first time in my life, finishing off a tour that the band have been doing. I am Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. This could be my finest hour. Huge thanks to Jessica Hoop for filling in for me last week. I've not had a chance to listen again yet, as I have trouble getting the iPlayer when abroad. But I've heard lots of great reports. Twitter went mad with it. So thanks a lot, Jess. Can't wait to hear that. Since we last spoke, I've flown from England to Singapore. Did our first gig there that we've ever done. From there to Melbourne, from Melbourne to Adelaide, Adelaide to Brisbane, two gigs in Brisbane, and then to Sydney, and we're finishing off with two in Auckland in New Zealand. I've travelled approximately 13,000 miles. Add another 10 to that before we get back home to Blighty. And there's been about, fag packet maths, 10, 11 flights, something like that in the past 2 weeks. So yeah, it's been fantastic. The shows have been brilliant. We've had a great time with the Bombay Bicycle Club, who supported us right across Australia. And we're joined tonight by Boy and Bear. Music from both those bands coming up. But first of all, Auckland, New Zealand is home to the Finn Brothers, of Crowded House and, well, Finn fame. I do like the odd Crowded House number, but it was when the brothers worked together that I love them the most. And I found out last night from Alistair, who's the head of our label in this part of the country, in this part of the world even, that Neil Finn might be attending one of the two gigs over the next couple of days. So you never know, I might even interview him. I haven't interviewed someone for a long time. But we'll see what happens. First of all, though, in honour of our first visit to Auckland, here are the Finn Brothers at their best. This is a tune from their album Finn. This is Suffer Never. I'm going to get ready to go. In fact, somebody's at my door. So enjoy this. Happy Sunday.
Yeah.
So we're in the back of Justin's car. Justin's our record label guy. And we've just done our first interview of the day, Pete and I, a student radio station here in Auckland. That was Suffer Never by Finn. Neil Finn being treasured around here is the way that my friend Brett just described it earlier. We've come back to the radio station, an unscheduled return to the place we've just left. Pete Turner from Elbow, bass player with Elbow, will now explain why.
What? I wasn't listening, I was looking out the window.
He wasn't listening, he was looking out the window.
What did he say?
Why are we back at the station, Pete?
Because I forgot my bag.
Why did you forget your bag?
Because I've been up since four.
This is it. The havoc that it plays with your body clock, travelling across the other side of the world, literally the other side of the world. Poor old Pete Turner is still catching up. Despite the fact that he does 2 hours of yoga a day, only eats healthy green vegetables and hasn't had a drop to drink throughout the entire tour, that's right, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much the opposite of the truth. I'm going to play this tune by Steppenwolf because that tune by Finn that we just heard reminds me of it. It's really overdramatic, it's really over the top. It's called The Pusher. Pusher by Steppenwolf. As you can hear, we're now outside. You can hear the cicadas.
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 Cicada. So you say tomato.
I say tomato. I'm sat with Pete Turner, the bass player from Elbow. And he's, oh, and here comes Mark Potter as well.
How are you?
Hello, you all right?
You making radio?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, so we've come back from the radio station where me and Pete were doing a bit of promo this morning. I think you're probably just about to start your promo, are you?
I'm heading off to find us sun hats for our fishing trip tomorrow.
That's great. What kind of fish can you expect here then?
Ooh, do you know what? I don't know completely. Some kingfish, yeah. There's chances for sharks.
Right.
We might be able to spot a few whales and dolphins.
See, I've been painting a picture of how difficult life on the road is. And you've blown me cover there, Pot. I'm going to play a tune by Cream now called Born Under a Bad Sign. It's an old favourite of mine. I used to like playing this one while I was sweeping up at Manchester Roadhouse. A special shout going out this week to the proprietor and the first guy to open the Roadhouse, its first owner, John McBeath, who sadly passed away a couple of weeks ago, and his funeral was yesterday back home. We were very sad we couldn't make it, but I know he was a huge fan of this song, and so lots of love, John.
With me, Steve Lamack, taking a look at the most iconic albums of modern music.
Because you're using a technology that people haven't used that much before. Just by being there, you're kind of breaking new ground. And just for a second, I
thought I remembered you. Listen to my conversation with Gary Newman as we discuss Tube by Army's 1979 album, Replicas.
It really was. Triple all these dials, which had no idea what they did. Wait until it made a good noise, record that, and then you slowly put this album together. It was the most amateurish thing that you could imagine.
Available now at the Six Music website.
Six. Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
So there you go, the thin veil of the tissue of lies that I'd drawn across what life's really like on the road, lifted by Mark Potter, the guitarist with Elbow. He's off to find sun hats and sun cream for our fishing trip. An amazing tune by Cream. I thought I should try and keep it Antipodean. You quite often hear people say when you play an old song like that, you quite often hear people say they don't make them like that anymore. But they do, and here's proof of it. This is Tame Impala. The song's called Half Full Glass of, I think, Red Wine. On my notes here, I haven't put the last couple of words. But it's got a good hook line to it. You leave me no choice but to plan my revenge is the hook line. And it's a tune-a-rooney. Here we go, Tame Impala.
Boom. between the war and the swinging 60s, teen culture in Britain was taking its first baby steps. The GIs had introduced the jukebox, cinema had brought a tantalising glimpse of youth culture stateside, and starry-eyed girls were falling for velvet-voiced crooners such as Frankie Lane and Vic Damone. Enter the homegrown heartthrob, Dennis Lotis. As well as being a stage and screen actor, in the 50s he was a recording star who, at the height of his popularity, would elicit ecstatic screams after every line he sang. But unlikely as it now seems, the average fan correspondence would include a woolly jumper or a pipe to add to his vast collection. Tame stuff by today's standards. Considering the impact of hip-swivelling Elvis and riot-inciting Bill Haley, Dennis Lotis was someone he could bring home to meet the parents. And yet he wasn't all mushy ballads, as the wonderful Wild Horses demonstrates. From the testosterone-fuelled vocal to the dramatically daft, over-the-top lyrics, it was calculated to sweep a girl off her feet before she had time to swoon, and was, by 50s standards, positively racy. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Wild, 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 wild horses! It would take more than a pack of wild horses pulling your wagon to keep you from me. It would take more than superior forces, even a dragon, to keep you from me. You can make fools out of other good gases, put me in blinkers, I'd know where you'd be. It would take schools of the finest professors using their thinkers to keep you from me. What a sight you are, how bright you are, you glow. Take that sight away, and right away I'd go. Straight to your door, over obstacle courses. Maybe I'm bragging, but surely you see. It would take more than a pack of wild horses pulling your wagon to keep you from me. Nothing can keep you from me. Sight away, and right away I'd go. Straight to your door, over obstacle courses. Maybe I'm bragging, but surely you see. It would take more than a pack of wild horses pulling your wagon to keep you from me. Nothing can keep you from me.
Chosen by the Beckerpedia, half a world away, that was Dennis Lotis and Wild Horses. I'm still outside our hotel here in Auckland, New Zealand, with Pete Turner.
Hello.
And the next tune we're going to play is from the Bombay Bicycle Club, who we were lucky enough to have supporting us this past week all around Australia. They were lovely lads, weren't they, Pete?
Yeah, they really sound pretty nice. Young, very young.
Bit too young?
Bit too young and good looking for us.
Yeah. And the youthful exuberance that they were exercising on stage made me feel sluggish. What about you?
Yeah, yeah, I felt that on stage I could do more. But then I got on stage and couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, they were really lovely lads. And here's a massive faux pas. Any regular listeners to the programme will know that I'm a real fan of this next song. It's called Rinse Me Down, but that didn't stop me every show this week from the stage talking about how much I loved Bombay Bicycle Club, especially the song Wash Me Down. Now, the boys were too polite to point out my huge error. The song's actually called Rinse Me Down, and here it is. Here's the Bombay Bicycle Club. Lads, if for any reason any of you catch this show, thanks for a great tour and lots of love. is it cicadas or cicadas, Brett?
Cicadas.
Cicadas. That was the voice of Brett Volker, our Australian manager. I don't refer to him as our Australian manager simply because he's Australian. He manages all of our fairs in Australia and New Zealand. Boy and Bear are a great band. They're supporting us on this last couple of dates in Auckland. Lovely chaps they are too. We went out last night with them and had some food and got drunk with them. Cut from the same cloth as we are. And this tune, just purely by coincidence, I played on this very programme just a couple of weeks ago, not knowing that they were going to be supporting us. It's called Lordy May. It's from the album Moonfire, which I was told yesterday by the drummer from Boy and Bear was the name of a really bad DVD B-movie that the lads picked up from a service station when they were on quite a long road trip. Road trips between cities in Australia make a mockery of road trips between cities in the UK. You're talking 12 to 14 hours between certain cities. And yeah, they picked up a really bad film called Moonfire. On the front sleeve of this DVD, apparently, was an HGV with Nazi symbols all over it and a picture of the moon on fire. And the film was actually about Mexican drug dealers. And that's the reason he gave me for them calling their album Moonfire. Each to their own. Here's Boy and Bear and Lordy May.
Sitting at some golden gate, or will it all just float away? Yeah, my end someday. I wonder if my heart. I wonder when my body does decay. I somehow imagined I'd walk this earth, no, forever, forever. Whoa, and I've been into your garden and I've been to your grave. But Lord, amen, when I come to my dying day, would you promise me this, that I go in grace, and I'd be happy to just float away someday?
It's good, isn't it? Boy and Bear, and for the album Moonfire, the bizarrely titled Moonfire, that's Lordy May. Who am I to call anything bizarrely titled? I'm in a band called Elbow. One of the other members of the band is Pete Turner. He's sat to my right.
Hello.
He was amazing this morning during the interview on the radio station. You couldn't shut him up. This is a Song for Guy recommendation from James Jeremiah. For those of you that don't know, a Song for Guy recommendation is exactly what it sounds like. Just get in touch, tell us the name of a song, why you like it, and why you think I'd like it. And if I do like it, I'll share it. We'll listen to it together. Half of my record collection these days has been recommended by you lot. Something of which I am, and you should, be very proud. So, James Jeremiah says, Guy, while trolling around for some new music, I hope you can hear me over the HGVs, by the way, while trolling around for some new music, well, new to me anyway, I came across Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come. It was in the Rolling Stones' top 20 of all-time greatest songs, and I hadn't heard it. From what I can gather from my research, it was at first release largely buried, perhaps due to its pro-civil rights message, and it really didn't see the critical success it deserved until after Sam Cooke's death. I do actually know a bit more about this song. Sam Cooke and his pregnant wife broke down on the way from one place to another, and they were arrested for trying to check into a whites-only motel, if you can believe that. Him and his pregnant wife were briefly imprisoned for trying to check into a whites-only motel under the auspices of Disturbance of the Peace. That's what prompted this next amazing song. Thank you very much for your recommendation, James Jeremiah. Here is Sam Cooke, and A Change Is Gonna Come.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
as chosen by James Jeremiah. That was a song for Guy from him. Sam Cooke and A Change Is Gonna Come. I love that tune.
Three elements that make great breakfast radio.
One, don't be afraid to take on the big subjects.
You know what really gets on my nerves? Coughing.
Two, book huge guests.
23 minutes past nine, still no Mitch Benn. If you see Mitch on the street, would you let him know that he's supposed to be here?
Three, always have a pacey delivery.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
The Sean Keevy Breakfast Show. Textbook Breakfast Radio.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio.
6.
Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
I'm still outside our hotel here in Auckland, New Zealand. The next tune I'm going to play, you know, playing you that song from the Bombay Bicycle Club. I commented earlier on during the interview I did for the student radio station here that when you've toured with a band, the songs, even if you love the songs beforehand, which I did with Rinse Me Down, correct title, even if you like the song beforehand, once you've toured with a band, it then takes on a whole different significance. It reminds you of happy times in their company, if you know what I mean. So listening to the Bombay Bicycle Club and remembering the past week that we've had and how much we love those chaps, looking forward to these two shows with Boy and Bear, it cast my mind back to the Acorn and that great tour we did of them of Europe. They were touring their album Glory Hope Mountain, and this is Flood Part 2, and I love this song enough that I asked them if I could sing on it, and on more than one occasion I got up on stage and threw a harmony on that with the rest of the Acorn. So lots of love to you lot. This is from Glory Hope Mountain, it's Flood Part 2, it's the Acorn.
Ooh.
just lovely. That's the Acorn. From Glory Hope Mountain, that's Flood Part 2. Wonderful, beautiful, sensitive, delicate, amazing music. And you know, wonderful, beautiful, sensitive, delicate music don't just take care of itself. No, sir. You need good police. Our Victim was written in 1991 by Neil and Tim Finn and was the fourth single from Crowded House's Woodface album. An atmospheric ballad to the band's hometown of Melbourne, it was embraced by the city that inspired it before being run out of town by the musical marauders. First to take a swing were Aussie jazz freaks Frock, whose combination of accordion and xylophone and tendency towards unnecessary dramatic pauses dragged it into the dullest of French new wave cinema, leaving it drained of all colour and with a permanent Gallic shrug. Buff. Next, in a smoke-laden performance, jazz diva Diane Daly attempted to trap it into a half-empty piano bar and bore it to death with a somnambulant performance. Luckily, the barman called time before she could finish the job. Then, grabbing the wheel and heading straight for the middle of the road, poptastic Filipinos True Faith sobbed and warbled their way through a rendition so saccharine that barely escaped a bad bout of car sickness. But when terrifying twins Marla and Marissa, armed with Hammer horror-style church organ and Phantom of the Opera vocals, drifted forward and prepared to drag this beautiful ballad on the funeral march from hell, it was murder.
In one day, lying in the depths of your imagination, worlds above and worlds below, the sun shines on the black clouds hanging over the domain. Even when you're feeling warm, the temperature could drop away. Like four seasons in one day, smiling as the shit comes down. You can tell a man from what he has to say. Everything gets turned around, and I will risk my neck again, again. You can take me where you will, up the creek and through the mill, like all the things you can't explain. Four seasons in one day. Sleeping on an unmade bed, finding finding out wherever there is comfort, there is pain. Only one step away, like four seasons in one day. Blood.
Was, of course, eventually Crowded House's version of Four Seasons in One Day, about their hometown of Melbourne, where we were last week. An amazing tour of Australia, thanks to everybody who came along. Lots of listeners over here, met plenty of people who told me that they loved the programme, and yeah, we had a great time. And yeah, the Finns are residents of Auckland, I believe, or at least one of them is, and may well be coming to see Elbow this evening. I'm in my hotel room. Just thought I'd do a bit more work on this here programme for you before we have to do a few more interviews and then get into soundcheck. Kerry Barner has sent a song for Guy Recommendation. She says, "My dear, dear Scottish friend Audrey, who now lives in St. Louis, has been recommended I listen to you for years. Last year I did, and now I can't stop. You swung it for me in the first show I listened to when you played Fats Waller and Nick Cave. Love it in Guy Garvey voice," it says in brackets. What's that like? Love it. Shall I exaggerate? Oh, love it. Now I go around telling everyone to listen to you too. Well, think you might love this one. Earthy, sexy, throaty and full of soul. Top stuff. Thank you, Kerry. I do. Love it. It's Winona Carr and Please Mr. Jailer.
And then you changed your mind. And then when you reprieved him, you gave him 99. Please, Mr. Jailer, won't you let my man go free? Yeah, yeah. Please, Mr. Jailer, won't you let my man go free? Don't even ask my name. And if you keep him all his life, I'll be here just the same. Please, won't you let my man go free? Yeah, yeah, Mr. Jailer, won't you let my man go free? How could he be in Frisco? He was home with me. Please, Mr. Jailer, won't you let my man go free? Go free. Go free. Go free. Go free.
Go free. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Vince Guaraldi trio for my mate Pete Jobson. Him and I like to sit down and work that out from time to time. Once we've got it right, we should never have to pay for a hotel room again. A few emails here. Oh, by the way, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, pre-recording this programme for you in Auckland, New Zealand, as far from home as I could be unless I got on a rocket ship and left the planet. Yeah, a few emails here telling me how great the programme is. I thought I'd share them with you. Joanna Newsom. Derek Stockdale says, Guy, I can't believe I've heard Joanna Newsom on the radio. Thanks, Derek. Give my love to Banger. Mark says, Hi, Guy. Many thanks for introducing me to the Dorothy column. Goodbye on Sunday the 11th of March. I don't know why I've never come across him in all this time. I had an instant emotional connection with the music, and at the end of the song, when the answer machine message from I assume Vinny's mum was played, I instantly knew that what the whole song meant. I could have wet buckets. I've never heard something so beautiful. Thanks for playing the track, Guy. Cheers, Mark. Lovely man. He's in Nuremberg in Germany. And let me see. There's a couple more here. John Robinson was really impressed with the Maya tune, Constant Play. I'll find some more Maya for you to listen to, mate. And, oh yes, Ellie got in touch saying, Thank you, Guy Garvey, for playing this amazing song. It means all sorts of things to me. Manchester, first loves and first heartaches, all in one song. That's Real Life by Jonah's Policewoman. Thanks for getting in touch, folks. Do keep your Song for Guy recommendations coming in. And any criticism, praise or damnation, do let us know. Here's one from Beirut that I absolutely love. I come back to it time and time again. This is Nantes. Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time, long time now since I've seen you smile, and I'll gamble away my fright, and I'll gamble away my time, and in a
Beirut and Nantes. I'm going to play a tune by Hawkwind now. I'm going to dedicate it to my good friend John Bramwell, who's the lead singer of I Am Clute. When I get back from this tour of Australia and New Zealand, me and Mrs. Badger are going to New York for a week. I think I'm going to take a day off and make some radio for you in New York. And then when I get back from there, Craig and I are back in the studio with I Am Clute. And this tune came up while we were working on an I Am Clute song for their forthcoming record. Something brilliant about this, the hypnotic sort of hippie groove to it. It's just cyclical and beautiful and simple and wonderful with a really nice sentiment to it. In fact, between Steppenwolf and Cream, I guess the vibe of Tame Impala and this Hawkwind tune, I think you can see I'm having a little bit of a scratch back through my record collection and getting into some of that Woodstock era stuff that I really love. John Bramwell, when I mentioned this tune, admitted to being a huge fan of Hawkwind. He's seen him several times. So this is for you, John. This is Hurry On Sundown. Turn it up, everyone. This is great. Hurry On Sundown from Hawkwind. So being in Auckland, which is the home of Neil Finn, I'm not sure if Tim Finn lives here or not, but Neil Finn certainly lives here and was described earlier today as treasured by the locals. And that's our featured artist, the Finn Brothers, actually. So we played Suffer Never at the top of the show from the Finn album. We had, of course, Crowded House's Four Seasons in One Day. That was this week's Moida. And here's another tune from now. This is Where Is My Soul from that same album. It's absolutely great. Get a load of the echoey ballroom piano in the background. I think it's inspired. Ladies and gentlemen, the Finn Brothers. Tune this week from our featured artist, that was Finn, and Where Is My Soul. And there's a rumour he might be coming to see Elbow play tonight in Auckland, and it'd be great to meet him, a very talented man. Another very talented man is M. Ward. I think probably the thing I play most of his is the cover version of the David Bowie song Let's Dance. I think it's an inspired cover version, and I play that an awful lot. But I like all the music he writes as well. This is a new one from him called Primitive Girl. It's out on the 16th of April. Make sure you buy your music, pay for your music, and buy your music. Ladies and gentlemen, M. Ward.
She's a primitive girl, she says it herself. She cuts to the chase, you're like nobody else. If you say how you're doing, she'll say I'm doing well. She's a primitive girl, she says it herself. She's a primitive girl, but she don't like to boast. And I'd like to think I'm a primitive guy. I see the difference between what I want, what I need. And a primitive girl, she don't need me. No, she don't.
Primitive Girl, that's released on the 16th of April.
Hi, welcome.
It's not just specialist radio, it's actually special radio.
This is
Six Music.
If somebody saw this gig tonight, they would walk away with their life changed.
The festival's about to get awesome.
It's the beauty of Six Music.
This is your own.
Hello.
Metrosexuals.
That's right.
Me and him here.
Why does a band want to call themselves Yuck?
Name yourself a proper name. Call yourself Jeff.
Hello, this is Adam.
This is Joe.
Steven.
Pete Townsend.
Why was John Peel's system important?
He was a listener.
A broadcaster with almost no sensorial mandate or agenda. I know that Six Music endeavour to do this.
Good evening. My name's Tom York. This is the Six Mix.
Friendly fires in the live room.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show.
Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service.
That's the voice I use for my radio show.
It's the human show, yo. Six Music, baby.
We're going to be playing some extraordinary music.
For me, music is my religion.
This is
BBC Radio 6
Music.
Thank goodness for High Dose Tanti Equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on Six Music.
I'm still in my little hotel room here. In Auckland, New Zealand, it's a beautiful day outside. Got to go and do some crapping on, some professional talking, some interviews with Pete Turner, my sidekick. Although, as you probably gathered from how little he was talking earlier today, he's very tired, he's very jet-lagged. Around this point in any tour, sort of approaching the two-week mark, all the boys with babies start getting a little bit homesick. And you have to be a bit more generous with your hugs, do you know what I mean? Perhaps the usual standard teenage piss-taking stops as well, because people are conscious that everyone's a bit sensitive. Our band and crew, a lot of have children, and so there is a little melancholy that settles at this point in the tour. But we'll be home before you know it. We don't tour for very long at a time on account of the babies, so that the boys don't miss out on important bits of the fatherhood. Anyway, this next tune that I'm going to play for you is by The Doe. I think I was calling them The Do when I started playing them. Absolutely new to me, this record, but I love it. It's called Both Ways Open Jaws. This song's called Leo Leo, and I think it's great. I'm going to play another tune from that album. The album is Both Ways Open Jaws. I'm going to play some more of that. I love how melodic her vocal lines are. I think she's brilliant. That song's called Leo Leo, and that the band is called The Doe. If you want to look them up, it's The Do, but it's a weird Scandi O. I can't remember what you call it when you put a line through it. It's not an umlaut, it's something like that. Anyway, do feel free to let me know. I could look it up on the internet, but what's the fun in that? guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Isla Brown's been in touch. She says, Guy, this song is heartbreaking and beautiful. It can be interpreted on different levels, as many of Neil Young's songs can. To me, it's about love and loss, to others about the subject matter. My father has always been an exceptional influence in my life, and his love of music is something that's influenced my own tastes. As a child listening to Bob Dylan and Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, The Who and Leonard Cohen, this song, however, never fails to produce that overwhelming sense of love I have for him and the thoughts of not having him. Without sorrow, there can be no joy. You're absolutely right, kid. This is for Isla Brown and her dad. This is Neil Young and Birds.
Lover, there will be another one who'll hover over you beneath the sun. Tomorrow, see the things that never come. Today, when you see me, show you the way to go. It's over. It's over. Nestled in your wings, my little one is special. Morning brings another sun. Tomorrow, see the things that never come. Today, when you see me fly away without you, shadow on the things. it's over. It's over.
That was, of course, Neil Young and Voices of Ages. No, got it all wrong. Got me link back to front. Isla Brown chose that song for Guy for us. It was Neil Young, but the song is called Birds. This next song is from Voice of Ages, which is an album of the Chieftains featuring special guests that's released on April the 23rd. I've only played two tunes from it so far. I played one a couple of weeks ago, and I'm going to play you another one now. This is called My Lang in Love. It's the Chieftains featuring... Lisa Hannigan, of course it is. It's the Chieftains and Lisa Hannigan from Voice of Ages. It's My Lang in Love.
We're lagging stream, sings lullaby. There blows on lily fair. The twilight gleams. The night is on her hair, and like a lovesick Lennon, she she
Chieftains and Lisa Hannigan from the forthcoming record Voice of Ages, that's My Lang and Love. It's going to be a beautiful record, that, isn't it? I was reminded of this tune the other day when we were playing in Sydney, and we were playing at the Pavilion, and it's the biggest show we've done so far under our own steam in Sydney. We've played plenty of bigger festival stages and stuff, but yeah, you need security at gigs like that normally. We've never needed security at an Elbow gig. We've had one stage invasion ever at the Sheffield Octagon, and the guy was sort of manhandled off the stage, not before taking out Mark's amplifier. He was manhandled off the stage, and I was shouting to the security down the microphone, don't hurt him, because he was just a Looney Tunes who wanted to get on stage. I was going, don't hurt him, don't hurt him. And I watched them walking round to the back of the stage, and the audience wouldn't have been able to see it, but I could see the fire exit that they ejected him from. And he flew through the air and tumbled on the gravel, and then turned round and waved to the security guards, and they waved back. And I thought, he always exits this venue like that. I think he was just trying to beat the hometown crowd rush sort of thing. So apart from him, no one's ever got up on the stage. But when it's a big enough venue, I do have, I'm sure it's a health and safety thing, I do have a muscular man at my feet looking into the audience. And so this tune from Dawn Landy's crossed my mind. It's called Bodyguard. It's from the album Fireproof. And it's pretty cool.
Where's my bodyguard?
was Dawn Landy's and Bodyguard. I was asked the other day, while in Australia, to co-present a radio programme about new music on Triple J. Triple J, we've done quite a few hookups with Six Music. Triple J is almost like Six Music's sister station in Oz. Much the same kind of ethics and ethos behind the music. Anything good is the Six Music ethos, I suppose, and also championing new music. Rather than pick brand new bands, I decided to give a little bit of a retrospective of what I've been doing here for the last 5 years on The Finest Hour, and I picked a bunch of tunes that could only have happened, I think, on my programme on this station because of listener influence and recommendation. It was through a listener's choice that I came across Aleila Dian. Aleila Dian then featured in this outfit called Headless Heroes, this collaborative project of cover versions. They did an I Am Clute cover version. They are, of course, Elbow's direct contemporaries in Manchester. So lots and lots of little hookups leading me to this tune. Also, I did a profile of Jackson C. Frank here on The Finest Hour, and he wrote this beautiful song, Blues Run the Game. A very troubled life, Jackson C. Frank. He was caught in a classroom explosion when he was very, very young, like 10 years old, I think, that killed a lot of his classmates. It was to do with a boiler, I believe. And I think the trauma of the experience, as much as the physical injuries he sustained, it really didn't leave him. And he ended up schizophrenic, and he died homeless, terribly sad, despite being championed by the folk music world, including Paul Simon, who I believe produced a record for him. This song suits Aleila Dian's voice so much. And if you consider the sad life that Jackson C. Frank had, this really is quite a touching, beautiful lyric. It's called Blues Run the Game, and this cover version of the Jackson C. Frank song is by Headless Heroes. And it was a Song for Guy recommendation quite some time ago from Richard Fox. So thanks, Richard, for turning me on to this. And inadvertently, the Six Music listeners, and now the Australian listeners of Triple J as well. Thank you very much, Richard Fox.
Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, blues are all the same. Send out for whiskey, baby, send out for gin. Me and room service, honey. Me and room service, baby. Me and room service will be living a life of sin. When I'm not drinking, baby, you are on my mind. When I'm not sleeping, honey. When I ain't sleeping, mama. When I'm not sleeping, oh, you know, you'll find me crying. Try another city, baby, another town. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues come following. Living is a gamble, baby. Loving's much the same. Wherever I have played, wherever I've thrown them dice, wherever I have played, the blues have run the game. Maybe tomorrow, honey, someplace down the line, I'll wake up older, so much older, mama. I'll wake up older and I'll just stop all my trying. Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain, wherever I have gone. Wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, blues are all the same.
song for Guy recommendation from Richard Fox some time ago now. That was Headless Heroes and their version of Jackson C. Frank's Blues Run the Game.
Six. Music.
Classic album of the day.
With me, Steve Lamack, taking a look at the most iconic albums of modern music.
Because you're using a technology that people haven't used that much before. Just by being there, you're kind of breaking new ground. And just for a second, I
thought I remembered you. Listen to my conversation with Gary Newman as we discuss Cube Army's 1979 album, Replicas.
It really was. Triple all these dials, which I had no idea what they did. Wait until it made a good noise, record that, and then you slowly put this album together. It was the most amateurish thing that you could imagine.
Available now at the Six Music website.
Six.
Music.
Mantraluna. Mantraluna.
So I'm very excited about going on holiday with the Badger when I get home. I've got a couple of days sort of trying to recover from a jet lag before going the other way around the world and hanging out in New York for a few days with Emma Jane. Last time I was there, we went to a place called the Bowery, which is a top hotel in Bowery. That's where we're going to stay again. And it's where I met Tom York for the first time. He came over and said hello while we were eating in there. So I've been thinking about Radiohead. I've been excited about New York. I thought I'd play this tune. This is very, very touching. It's called Harry Patch, and if you're not familiar with the story, Harry Patch was the last living British Tommy to have fought in the trenches. He lived to 111, and for many, many years wouldn't talk about his war experience, but when he realised as he was getting older that he was representing, he was one of very, very few veterans still alive talking about what happened in the First World War, he started doing television and he started opening war memorials, and he was a very smart, very peace-loving man who was appalled at what had happened in the trenches. He was terribly injured and many of his friends were killed. And he saw unimaginable horrors in the trenches of the First World War. The guys from Radiohead heard an interview with him on the radio, which inspired them to write a song, which they then put on a back burner. They didn't release it until the day he died, to draw attention, I think, to the day he died. And obviously to remember the sacrifice that all the soldiers in the First World War made. He eventually met soldiers from the German army, and he was appalled at the fact that he'd drawn a weapon on any man, and he was appalled at what had happened there, and he spent the back end of his fantastic life talking about the horrors of war and insisting how wrong it was. At his funeral, just having a look, his funeral was at Wells Cathedral on 30 the 6th of August. At 11 a.m, the bells of Wells Cathedral were rung 111 times to mark each year of his life. A quarter peal of grand cicatas was also rung, half muffled, while quarter peals were also rung in Bristol and at several other churches around the country. His coffin travelled from his home, Fletcher House, to the cathedral where the service commenced at noon. The theme of the service was peace and reconciliation, and in addition to the pallbearers from the Rifles, which were the successors of his regiment, the Duke of Cornwall's Light Infantry, Patch's coffin was accompanied by two private soldiers from each of the armies of Belgium, France and Germany. In accordance with Patch's instructions, no guns were allowed at the funeral, and even the officiating soldiers did not have their ceremonial weapons. I think that is a beautiful postscript to an amazing life. And I think the fact that Radiohead wrote this song for him and they donated all the money they made from it directly to the Veterans Association, the British Legion it's called, isn't it? The lyrics of this song are Harry Patch's words. It's very, very touching. It's very, very beautiful. It's Radiohead.
Thank you.
Very poignant, very special. That's Harry Patch in Memory Of by Radiohead. I'm going to go straight to this next tune by Kate Bush because it's just lovely.
Little light shining, little light will guide
every girl, a sinking crowd.
Well, that's all we have time for another week. From Auckland in New Zealand, thank you very much for everybody who sent in Song for Guy recommendations. Thanks to Pete and Michelle and everybody at BBC Media City in Salford that helps me put the programme together. Thanks to the Beckopedia for her contributions as always. And thanks to the audiences of Australia and New Zealand for this wicked tour. Special thanks to the Bombay Bicycle Club, who've been great fun and they're an awesome band. And thanks to Boy and Bear, who are playing with us this evening out here in Auckland. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Kia ora and Happy New Year.
From one, BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. Right now, Don Letts.
Wake the town and tell the people that this is Culture Clash Radio. Once again, crossing time, space and genres with a kaleidoscope of laid-back sounds to ease you into the week ahead. To that end, you'll be hearing from the likes of Trailer Trash Traces, Prince and the Revolution, Beach House, Johnny Clark, Bahamas, Portishead, Lee Morgan and The Pond, to name just a few. But to set the tone for the next 60 minutes, here's Paul Blake and the Bloodfire Posse's Pink Panther. Boom 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 bo